Krishna Book, Canto 17, Vana Asura, Chapter 62, Scene 2, Usha's Dream. Vana Asura had a very beautiful daughter whose name was Usha. When she had attained the age of marriage and was sleeping amongst her many girlfriends, she dreamt one night that Aniruddha was by her side and that she was enjoying a conjugal relationship with him, although she had never actually seen Aniruddha nor heard of him before. Usha awoke from her dream, exclaiming very loudly, "Oh, my dear beloved, where are you?" Being thus exposed to her other friends in this way, Usha became a little bit ashamed. One of Usha's girlfriends was Chitralekha, who was the daughter of Vana Asura's prime minister. Chitralekha and Usha were intimate friends, and out of great curiosity, Chitralekha asked, "My dear beautiful princess, as of yet, you are not married to any young boy, nor have you seen any boy until now. So I am surprised that you are exclaiming like this. Who are you searching after? Who is your suitable match?" "Oh, my dear friend Chitralekha, in my dream I saw a nice young man who is very, very beautiful. His complexion is swarthy, dark-skinned. His eyes are just like lotus petals, and he is dressed in yellow garments. His arms are very long, and his general bodily features are so pleasing that any young girl would be attracted. I feel much pride in saying that this beautiful young man was kissing me, and I was very much enjoying the nectar of his kissing. I am sorry to inform you that just after this he disappeared, and so I have been thrown into a whirlpool of disappointment. My dear friend, I am very anxious to find this wonderful young man, the desired lord of my heart. Oh, my friend Usha, I can understand your bereavement, and I assure you that if this boy is within these three worlds, the upper, middle, or lower planetary system, I must find him for your satisfaction. So if you can identify him from your dream, I shall bring you peace of mind. Now, let me draw some pictures for you to inspect. And as soon as you find the picture of your desired husband, then let me know. It does not matter where he is, for I know the art of bringing him here. So as soon as you identify him, I shall immediately arrange for it." And while talking, Chitralekha began to draw many pictures of demigods inhabiting the higher planetary system, then pictures of Gandharvas, Siddhas, Charanas, Panagas, Daityas, Vidyadharas, and Yakshas, as well as many human beings. Chitralekha painted many pictures. Among those of human beings was the Vrishti dynasty, including Vasudeva, the father of Krishna, Shurasena, the grandfather of Krishna, Sri Balaramaji, Lord Krishna, and many others. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became a little bashful. But when Usha saw the picture of Aniruddha, she became so bashful that she immediately lowered her head and smiled, having found the man she was seeking. Usha identified the picture of Aniruddha to Chitralekha as that of the man who had stolen her heart. Thus ends Chapter 62, Scene 2, Usha's dream. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. The statements of Srimad Bhagavatam and other Vedic literature prove definitely that on each and every planet there are living entities of different varieties. Therefore, it is simply foolish to assert that there are no living entities but those here on this earth. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes the following verses from the Vishnu Purana, which explain Usha's dream. Ushabana Suta Vipra Parvatin Shambhuna Saha Kridantin Upalakshyokchai Sprihang Chakre Tad Ashrayam. O Brahmana, when Usha, the daughter of Bana, happened to see Parvati playing with her husband, Lord Shambhu, Usha intensely desired to experience those same feelings. Tata sakala chittagya gauri tam aha bhavani alam atyartha tapena martra tvam api rangsyase. At that time, goddess Gauri Parvati, who knows everyone's heart, told the sensitive young girl, "Don't be so disturbed. You will also have a chance to enjoy with your own husband." It yukta sa tada chakre kadeti matim atmanah kova varta mamet yenang punar api aha Parvati. Hearing this, Usha thought to herself, "Oh, when and who will my husband be?" In response, Parvati addressed her once more, "Vaishakha Shukla Dwadashyang Swapneyobi Bhavang Tava Karishyati Sate Bharta Rajaputri Bhavishyati." The man who approaches you in your dream on the 12th lunar day of the bright fortnight of the month of Vaishakha will become your husband, O princess. Finally, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives this further insight. When Usha saw the picture of Pradyumna, she became bashful because she thought, "Oh, this is my father-in-law." Then she saw the picture of her lover Aniruddha and thus cried out in joy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.